Title: Writing Intro Themes That Return Later Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass intros. Because a great DNB intro isn't just vibes until the drop. It's branding. It's you teaching the listener a signature, then cashing it in later for a payoff. The goal today is to write an intro theme that's recognizable, survives the chaos of a drop, and comes back later in a new form so it feels intentional, not like you pasted the same riff twice. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro theme, and you'll arrange it so it returns twice. First is theme A in the intro, sparse and identifiable. Then theme A prime in the breakdown, emotional and spacious. Then theme A double prime in the second drop, weaponized into something that can actually compete with drums and bass. This is very arrangement view focused, very Ableton stock devices focused, and very make it work on real systems, not just headphones. Let's set the project up fast, like a pro. Set your tempo to 172 to 175 BPM. Pick a club safe key, F minor, G minor, a minor, any of those will get you right into the zone. Go to arrangement view, put your grid on fixed at 1 bar for arranging, and switch down to 1/16 when you're editing MIDI. Now create a few groups so you don't drown later. A drums group, a bass group, a music or theme group, an Atmos and FX group, and optional VOX. And quick mindset check, keep your master clean while you write. Don't lean on a heavy limiter as a crutch. If it sounds good quiet and clean, it'll sound huge later. Now, before we write any notes, we need to pick the type of theme that returns well in DNB. In this genre, the stuff that returns best is usually one of four things. A rhythmic motif, like a syncopated stab pattern. A pitch motif, like a 3-5 note hook. A timbre motif, like a signature Reese texture, vocal chop, metallic hit. Or the best option for most tracks, a hybrid. Simple notes, but a distinct sound. Here's the guiding principle. Design the motif like a logo, not a melody. A logo is recognizable even when you resize it, recolor it, or put it on a different background. That's exactly what we're doing. The theme will be resized, recolored, and dropped into completely different energy levels. A really strong test you can do later is this. Bounce your intro theme and your drop theme, then low-pass both around 1 kHz. If they still feel related, your identity is strong. Now let's write theme A. Make a MIDI track called Theme. Source. Pick an instrument. Waveedable is a great default for modern rollers and techie DNB. Operator is amazing if you want metallic, jungle-ish bite. Analog is solid for stabs. I'll talk as if we're using Waveedable, but the concept is the same. Now write your motif as a 2-bar cell, not 1-bar. 1-bar loops get repetitive fast at 174 BPM. 2 bars gives your brain a little story. Keep it simple. 3-5 notes max. And include one rhythmic fingerprint, like a hit on an offbeat that you keep in every version. Here's a coaching trick. Before you write more music, choose 2 or 3 constraints you will not break across A prime and A double prime. For example, one interval shape, like up a minor third then down a second. One rhythmic fingerprint, like a hit on the end of 2. And one timbre cue, like a metallic transient or a little vowelish formant. Those constraints are what make the later return feel inevitable, not random. MIDI-wise, start with 1/8 or 1/16 note lengths if you're going for stabs. Use velocity like a drummer. Your main hits might sit around 95 to 110, ghost hits more like 50 to 75, and don't add swing yet. Make it work straight first, then use the groove pool lightly if needed. Also, pay attention to negative space. In DNB, the gaps can be more recognizable than the notes. If your motif has a specific pattern of rests, try to keep that rest pattern as you evolve it. That's glue. Cool. Once you've got a 2-bar idea that's memorable, loop it out to 16 bars so you can actually hear whether it holds up. Now sound design it for the intro identity. For an intro version, you want it thin enough to leave space, but distinct enough that you can recognize it later even when the drop is slamming. In Waveedable, a solid cold hook starting point is oscillator 1 on a squarish shape, not fully hollow, just enough edge. Oscillator 2 as a sine or triangle quietly underneath for a little body. A touch of unison, low detune. Don't chorus it into a trance lead. Low pass filter to keep it controlled, and an amp envelope with a snappy attack and a medium decay so it speaks, then gets out of the way. Then add a simple effect chain. Saturator with soft clip-on, a couple dB of drive for density, auto filter or EQ to high pass around 150 to 250 so you don't step on subs, echo at an eighth or dotted eighth for vibe, filter darker, reverb small to medium, with a low cut in the reverb so it doesn't cloud your low mids. Now, extra advanced sauce here, at a transient identity layer. This is one of those pro things that feels like cheating. Make a very quiet click or noise tick that hits every time your motif hits. High pass it hard so it lives in the 2 to 5k range. Keep it super low, like 20 to 30 dB quieter than the main sound. You might not hear it solo, but in a dense drop, it's how the motif remains readable. It's like subtitles for your hook. Now let's arrange the intro like a DJ tool, not a poem. You're building 16 bars that evolve one idea through automation, not 10 ideas stacked. Here's a clean 16-bar template. Bars 1 to 4. Theme and Atmos only. Filtered. Slightly mysterious. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce a hint of rhythm. A hat loop. A shaker. Maybe a rim click every bar or every two bars. Bars 9 to 12. Tension risers and small fills, but keep it tasteful. Bars 13 to 16. Pre-drop focus. Reduce reverb. Tighten things up. Tease the bass, and make it feel like the room is stepping closer to the speaker. Ableton moves that really sell this. Automate your theme filter cutoff so it slowly opens. Automate your reverb dry slash wet down toward the drop. Less haze equals more impact. And automate stereo width. Wide early, narrower right before the drop. That narrowing makes the drop feel like it explodes outward. Keep intro drums light. High pass your percussion. Drum bus on the drum group is great, but don't overdo it in the intro. You're hinting at momentum, not doing the whole drop early. Now, before you go any further, you're going to build your motif system. Duplicate your theme track into three versions. Theme A, intro. Theme A, break. Theme A, drop. Keep the same MIDI clip to start, or at least the same core notes, but plan three transformations across these versions. Register changes, like octave shifts. Rhythm changes, like longer notes in the break. Shorter notes in the drop. Timbre changes, like airy and distant to tight and aggressive. This is the whole lesson. Identity plus transformation. Now let's do the first return. Theme A prime in the breakdown. The breakdown is where the listener should think, wait, that's the thing from the intro. That recognition is dopamine. For a prime, keep the notes mostly the same, but give it space and motion. Try doubling note lengths. That's rhythmic augmentation. Same attack placements if possible, but more legato and more breath. Layer something behind it. A soft pad, a granular texture, even just noise. And here is an advanced trick. You can imply harmony without writing full chords. In Ableton, you can do this a few ways. You can use the chord MIDI effect subtly, like adding a minor third and fifth, but keep those extra voices quiet so it doesn't suddenly become a super saw anthem. Or, even better, manually add a third or a fifth only on the most important hits. Then go bigger on reverb in the breakdown. Wider, wetter, more distant, but still filter it so you don't blow up the low mids. Auto filter or EQ8 is your friend. Another cool move, put a vinyl noise or room tone on an audio track and sidechain it slightly to the theme using a compressor. It creates this breathing, cinematic bed that makes the theme feel like it's in a space. And automate the breakdown like a reveal. Start very wet and wide, over 8 to 16 bars, reduce reverb and width, and bring up mid-presence around 1 to 3k so the theme comes forward as you approach drop 2. Now the second return. Theme A double prime in drop 2. This is where the theme becomes a weapon. Step 1. Make it percussive. Shorten the MIDI notes. Think 1/16 to 1/8, stabs not pads. Step 2. Add bite. Saturator with more drive. Drum boss on synth stabs is totally legal and often perfect. Turn up transients to make it punch through. Step 3. Make it mix safe. High pass it, usually somewhere between 150 and 300 HC depending on your bass. Your bass and kick own the center low end. Your hook lives in the mids. If it's harsh, not resonances, often in the 3 to 6K area. Sidechain it properly so it grooves with the drums. Compressor sidechained from the kick, or even the full drum bus. Start around 2:1 to 4:1. Fast attack, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for a few dB of reduction. Enough to tuck it into the pocket, not so much it turns into a pumping EDM lead unless you want that. Now for the pro workflow, resample it. Route the A double prime theme to a new audio track and record 8 bars. Then slice to a new MIDI track. Now you can resequence little hook slices as fills at the end of phrases, like bar 8, bar 16, bar 32 moments. That's how you get those signature hook fill moments without rewriting the entire track. You're basically sampling your own identity. Now, last big arrangement concept. Anchor the theme to structure, so the return feels like a story, not a coincidence. DNB often moves in 8 and 16 bar sentences. Treat your motif like it has punctuation. Bars 1 to 2 is the statement. Bars 3 to 4 is the answer, a variation. Bars 5 to 6 is a stripped restatement. Bars 7 to 8 is a signature turn, like one altered note or rhythm. And place the theme strategically. In the intro, theme A is center stage. In drop 1, you either remove it for contrast or do micro teases, let a single hit every 8 bars. In the breakdown, theme A prime returns clearly. In drop 2, theme A double prime becomes frequent and aggressive. A really powerful move in rollers. Hold the theme back. Don't fully reveal it in drop 1. Then when it arrives in drop 2, it feels earned. Now, quick warnings. Common mistakes to avoid. If your intro theme is too complex, it won't be memorable. If it takes 8 bars to understand, it won't stick. If your returning theme is copy-paste identical, it'll feel lazy. Make it recognizable, not unchanged. If your theme fights the bass in the 200 to 600 HC zone, it'll vanish. High pass and focus on presence. And too much reverb in the drop will kill punch. Automate it down before impact. Finally, a short practice challenge you can do in 20 to 30 minutes. Write one two-bar motif in a minor key, max 5 notes. Commit to one rhythmic fingerprint you keep in all versions. Build theme with wave-eatable, echo, and reverb. Duplicate it into A prime and A double prime. Make A prime wider and wetter. Make A double prime stabbier, dirtier, side-chained. Arrange a 16-bar intro with A, an 8-bar breakdown start with A prime, and a 16-bar drop 2 with A double prime. Then do the real test. Export a quick bounce and listen on low volume, even on phone speakers. Can you still recognize the theme in all three sections? If not, don't add more notes. Improve the identity. Simplify the motif. Strengthen the transient identity layer, and make your constraint more obvious. That's the advanced mindset. One idea, three forms, placed at the right moments. If you tell me your subgenre and your key, I can suggest a specific motif constraint set, an interval shape, a rhythmic fingerprint, and a timbre cue that fits that lane.